Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm going to Davos right now to get people to invest in the United States. I'm going to say, come into the United States. You have plenty of money. But I don't think I have to go because they're coming. They're coming at a very, very fast clip.
And there's President Trump on his trip to Davos to promote his America First policy. To discuss that with us, Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about President Trump going to Davos to try to get people to invest in the United States. He went on a five-country Asia tour in November and brought back billions of dollars in deals. Do you expect the same on after his trip from Davos?
Well, they usually try and arrange things like that in advance. We'll have to see how much they've been able to do. But I think the point that he wants to make is, given the tax cuts, given the deregulation that his administration has pushed through, America is a very attractive place for capital to come and invest. And I think that's a point he wants to make. He'll have the chance to rebut a lot of the nonsense that people in the United States and around the world have used to describe his economic and foreign policy. And I think it's important to do it. So he's sort of confronting them in the Xi resort town of Davos. And I think it'll be quite an interesting confrontation.
What kind of reception can we expect him to receive from other world leaders?
Ambassador?
I think we just lost him.
Why he thinks his policies are going to make the United States more attractive. You know, for many years, we had a corporate tax rate that put us at the high end of industrial democracies. We're now down around the middle of the pack, which means we're a lot more competitive. There are plenty of people there, though, who like to say over a cocktail in the evening, I don't consider myself a citizen of Germany or France or fill in the blank anymore. I'm a citizen of the world. I don't think he represents that point of view. And as I say, there are a lot of things, including, for example, Chancellor Merkel of Germany just the other day saying that isolationism and the withdrawal from the world is a bad thing. That is nothing that Trump has ever proposed. So I think hearing it from him directly, and it's going to be a very closely watched speech, a very closely watched couple of days in Davos, again, allows him to get his message out to this group and to a broader audience, less filtered by the opinions of those who really don't know what his agenda is.
Ambassador, having been responsible in a large way for handling diplomacy on behalf of the United States, I wonder what your perspective is on the importance of the president going to an event like this. He's the first since Bill Clinton to do this, and I realize in the United States the media treats Donald Trump like he's just some other guy. How does the global community receive a president of the United States at a World Economic Forum?
Well, this is the real deal. I mean, you can talk about Angela Merkel as a world leader, and she certainly represents an important upper middle level power. And you can talk about President Xi Jinping of China and President Modi of India, and they represent important emerging powers. There is still one superpower. It's the United States. This is where the action is, and there are a huge range of issues that the president could cover. I don't think he's going to have time to get to all of them. I think this is primarily an economics message that he's giving today. But it'll reverberate, and I think he's up for it. And, you know, his history has been when he gets up for an event like this, he turns in quite a performance. So I'm really looking forward to the next 2 days.
Will this be all, do you think, exclusively focused on economics? I know Benjamin Netanyahu has been pushing for this opportunity with world leaders to also discuss the status of the Iran deal. Is that the kind of thing that will come up for President Trump, and will he be looking to make any decisions based on the conversations he's having there?
Sure. I mean, I think the public conversation is going to be mostly on economics. But whenever you have these kinds of meetings, these marginal, they call them meetings on the margin of the meetings, bilaterals. He has one today with Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and obviously a whole range of subjects are discussed. I think with the Brits, it's going to be very important, for example, to talk about getting past some of the disagreements that we've had on non-economic issues. Britain has a critical economic issue, the exit from the European Union. The United States can play a major role in bolstering the British as they do that. And Theresa May's got to put aside some of her personality differences with the president, focus on the economics. So that's one I think that will certainly have political overturns, but will be primarily economic.
Ambassador, I'd like to briefly just talk about the Olympics. You've got North and South Korea marching under a united flag, presenting a united front. Lester Holt with NBC News is facing some backlash for what he said, and I want you to hear what he had to say about the North Koreans.
We have been treated with respect here. We have been invited and are guests of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We stayed in a guest house outside Pyongyang last night and then made our way to this ski resort to get a look at a part of North Korea that most Americans don't see and certainly a part they would like us to see.
All right, so it's a part that we don't see because it was North Koreans frolicking on the bunny slope in the snow and they all are dressed alike and it looks very, very staged. Are we in danger of swallowing the pill that North Korea wants us to swallow and putting out the image that they want us to put out?
Well, I think Lester Holt falls in the category of what Vladimir Lenin once called useful idiots. I mean, let's take a couple of things he said. They were put in a guest house outside of Pyongyang. Boy, it really sounds great. Well, what it means is they were probably surrounded by guards. They weren't getting out to talk to real North Koreans, and the North Koreans weren't getting in to talk to them. He doesn't seem to have any understanding of why they weren't in downtown Pyongyang. Not that would be much of a thrill. And it's clear from what he was showed and what he broadcast that he's part of their propaganda machine, and he didn't even understand it. That's what this joint marching in the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics is. The North Koreans and the South Koreans have done this twice before in 2000 and 2004 in the Summer Olympics. It's like a playbook that the North Koreans take out when they want to divert attention from what's really at issue here, which is, you hear that whirring noise in the background? Do you hear it? That's the North Korean centrifuge is still spinning, still enriching uranium. And we're diverted to the women's ice hockey team, which will have both North and South Korean athletes on it. It's a brilliant propaganda move by the North Koreans. They're so much better at it than we are, and Lester Holt's just another cog in the wheel.
Ambassador John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador for the United States, thank you very much, sir, for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Nice to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.